The Copper River commercial fishing season kicks off tomorrow morning, KCHU's Tony Gorman reports.
Last year's Copper River commercial fishing season got off to a slow start due to a late spring.
Well, last year we had ice conditions that persisted really late into the spring, and we weren't able to launch the sonar at the usual time.
Amanda Weiss is an Alaska Department of Fish and Game Assistant Area Management Biologist for Prince William Sound. She says those conditions also prohibited salmon passage.
Even when we did launch the sonar, we didn't see any counts for quite a while, so that caused a later salmon run, but then it peaked pretty quickly.
According to the Fish and Game, the total commercial harvest in 2013 was 96.2 million fish, with 2.4 million being sockeyes, the most coveted of the run. We says this season's start is opposite from last year.
We have very low water conditions on the Copper River right now and a very warm spring. And the sonar is in the water earlier than usual. It's already up and running full counts since yesterday. And usually it doesn't start running until May 15th.
As of Monday, 440 fish passed through the sonar, with 140 being salmon. This season's projected harvest is 1.6 million for Copper River sockeyes, 22,000 for kings, and 280,000 for pinks. The first opening for the Copper River commercial fishing season is Thursday morning for 12 hours. It is for gillnet fishing. Reporting from Valdez, I'm Tony Gorman.